Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkall. On today's program, we visit with Knoxville Interim City Manager Heather Ussery to recap Monday night's Knoxville City Council meeting.
We're recapping Monday night's Knoxville City Council meeting. Started off with a public hearing and approval of the fiscal year budget. Tell us a little bit about what happened with that.
This is our final step before submitting the budget to the state. So while for Knoxville there wasn't much or any changes between when we had the public hearing for that issued our max levy property tax dollars, gives us time if we need to make any changes to the budget before this final step. So council did approve and adopt the budget last night, and then staff will be submitting it to the state before March 30th deadline.
A new holiday here statewide and within the city of Knoxville. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it is statewide that March 1st has now been designated as COVID-19 Survivors and Victims Memorial Day. So we found it important to be able to recognize that and the victims and survivors over the past year from the virus. So
moving on, a little bit of some explanation here, I understand, with a downtown assessment conducted by the Iowa Economic Development Authority. What's going on with that?
I believe the conversation started with the Economic Development Authority with Aaron Adams prior to his departure. The agreement hadn't came to council yet, and it's a full 3 days of interviews and tours throughout the community involving chamber, the city council, community leaders, and business owners. And so I wanted to make sure that council was in support of the downtown assessment, and they did approve it last night. And so it is scheduled for May 4th, 5th, and 6th for this year, and it'll be 5 downtown development professionals from the Economic Development Authority that will come down and as I said, spend 3 days here in the community. And so there's also a survey that will be sent out to the community. It'll probably be posted on our Facebook and our city website about 6 weeks prior to that for the community to have their input on what they'd like to see for the development of downtown as well.
And then, of course, the city manager recruitment is ongoing. I understand you can't talk too much about this as a candidate, but I guess in general, what's the direction things are headed with that?
The deadline for recruitment proposals was February 19th. They did receive a late proposal due to weather. It didn't get here in time for the deadline, but it was postmarked. And so council, they received one other proposal besides that one, and so they wanted to be able to view both of those proposals. They've decided the process to be able to review that late one. They have to initially reject the bids that they received and then reopen the filing time. And so they've done that, and the new deadline will be March 11th. So they are able to view that proposal that came in late. There will be a work session that is scheduled for March 8th for council to discuss the position a little bit more and what council would like to see in that position. And then it'll probably come back to our March 15th city council meeting for further discussion.
All right. A couple of work sessions this week as well. What's taking place in those?
Yeah, I reached out to the Iowa State Extension and Outreach of Community and Economic Development Office, and they do action planning and goal setting sessions. The city of Knoxville has not done that for several years, and I thought it would be beneficial, especially coming in as the interim, to kind of get the council's ideas of what they'd like to see in the next few years, what they'd like staff to be focusing on in the projects. These sessions will be about 3 hours, both for Tuesday evening and Thursday. And then a result of that will come a plan of steps that we can take in the next 1 to 2 years to see those projects and ideas come to life.
Thanks to Knoxville Interim City Manager Heather Ussery for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at kniakrls.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.